Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. You know, many people are wondering, what is really going on in Washington, D.C.? My guest found himself in the spirit, supernaturally in the White House for 8 hours observing what is going on. Do I dare let him tell you what is going on? Are you interested? So, my guest, Rich Farah, he's 18 years old, Catholic, not a believer, and his father blesses him, and he can come to Disney. He goes to Orlando for a week. And he ends up getting a room and a home of someone that's a member of Benny Hinn's church. And so somehow he ends up in the church. It had such a dramatic effect on you. What effect did it have on you when you saw that?
Now that I look back, it's the best thing that happened. When I was 18, was the worst thing that happened.
You want to go to the bars and Disney.
Because I wanted to hang out. And it ruined my life. But the Lord became real. And I was a Catholic mass every Sunday, so I thought I was going to a mass, walking to a church. There was an electric atmosphere in the place. I was crying, did not know why. My eyes were crying on its own. I had no desire to cry. And something on me told me to ask the Lord if this is real. I say, I want it. And the Lord encountered me that day, 2:30 in the morning, gave me a vision, and I saw the Lord coming up to me in a vision. Stretch his hands towards me. And when I decide to reach out to him, the Lord touched me. The moment I touched his fingers, I felt electrical power go through my body. And the Lord says, nothing will separate you from the love of God. I have a work for you, and I will use you. Follow me. And with that, I came out of the vision.
And then, shortly thereafter, he has a word, a visitation, and he's told not to go back home. It was in Hawaii. Yeah. I mean, here you're 18. You're coming for 1 week for fun.
And I stay for 9 years.
For 9 years.
That was the longest week in my life.
Okay. So he's a youth leader at Benny Hinn's church. But then somehow, and you know, it takes no talent, he got involved in business. And just, you know, the devil settled little by little. He was more occupied with business than with God. But then he got the scare of his life. In 2005, you actually thought you were dying. So the first thing he did is he came to his senses quick. He started repenting. Then what happened?
Yeah, you know, I was one of the youth within the youth ministry. Carlos Sarmiento was the youth pastor. And I loved God. I wanted God with all of my soul. I pursued ministry for 9 years. Then when the church closed down in Orlando, everybody went back to where they came from. And I decided to, I was a missionary, but I was a broke missionary. Because I'll preach, but I'll never have money in my pocket. So when the opportunity came to have a business and to make money, and I started tasting finances in my hands, I realized that I can buy what I wanted and do whatever I wanted to do. And suddenly I felt, now God is calling me to be a businessman. Of course, it was my feeling. It wasn't the Lord. And I was amazed how quickly I let go of my passion to follow God and to serve him. Because money can definitely seduce you if you're not ready for it. And it did the trick on me. And I walked away, little by little walked away, got busy with life, busy with business, and I end up doing things that I thought I will never do, compromising, hanging out again, going to dances again, and all this stuff that comes with the territory of not walking with God. And then I found myself 100% immersed in business, and God was on the back seat of my life. And I was grilling some fish in some friends' homes in Hawaii, Maui, Hawaii, and suddenly I got sick, and everything started spinning around. Fell on the ground, passed out, and instantly when my head hit the ground, I was taken out of my body. And I stood in the gate of heaven in the presence of the Lord. I fell at his feet. And the first thing that I did was beg the Lord to give me a chance to make it right. I say, God, let go of business. I say, if I have to preach in the middle of the mountains, I'll do your will. And God, restore my life and deliver me and put me back in the path that I'm in right now.
And you know what? The next day and the days after, you told me that you felt currents of electricity running through your body.
Yeah.
Not just at that moment, but just continued.
Yeah. At 12 midnight, it was from 7 p.m. to 12 something midnight, I was under the power of God in this visitation. Then when I was done, my friends took me to my house, lay me on my couch. And for 3 days, I could hear voices in the spirit world, and everything was so loud and so clear that I thought I was going to lose my mind. And suddenly the Lord, I had to ask the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, stop it. And instantly the Spirit of the Lord lifted from me, and I got out of my bed and I was able to go and take a shower. The Lord launched me into a prophetic ministry that now.
And as a matter of fact, you began to read the hearts of men.
Yes.
And as he did this, there's so many amazing stories. I mean, he would be speaking in an area with drought. And he got, there's an Argentina, and he almost got angry because people weren't paying attention to him. And he says, tomorrow it's going to rain. And they said, it can't. There hasn't been rain for weeks and months. And the next day, it rained. Well, he just came off a 21-day fast. And in this fast, he saw God's answer for cancer, God's answer for Alzheimer's. Would you like to find God's answers out? We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal. Normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
This is a new season that we're living in. And you're going to hear about this new season. But there are always bridge people. And not in other countries, but in the United States of America. Hey, I like that. Maybe we should change the name of our country, the United States of America.
We do need a miracle.
What type of miracles are you seeing in the United States of America?
You know, on a weekly basis, I'm seeing cripples walking, people with deafness being healed, cancers dissolving on the spot out of people's bodies. We're seeing people. Now, I walked into a season where I started sending the word of healing to people in different cities. And while I'm sending the word, they're getting out of hospitals, out of beds. We anoint people, bring T-shirts, people bring handkerchiefs. We anoint them, and they're being sent out around the world. And people are coming out of hospitals, being healed of all kinds. I have over 1,000 testimonies verified by doctors of miracles in America, not counting around the world.
And what you're hearing is, this is about ready to explode in high schools,
yes,
in colleges, in the marketplace. I mean, this is going to be, well, I know what you found out. He went on a 21-day fast. Why did you go on this fast?
You know, I felt a supernatural hunger to fast. It's funny, like I felt
hungry to fast.
You know, but I felt the Lord drawing me to get away. I felt the Lord wanted to speak to me, but I knew in order for him to release what he has for me, I had to get away. So I went away for 21 days, full fast, but water, It was very difficult, but I was determined to get a fresh touch from the Lord. The first day I went on the fast, the Lord opened my eyes and took me on the Spirit in the morning. And the first experience that I had, I went to the state of California. This was January 1st. And I saw, you know, the drought and all the dryness, the lack of water that's happening in California. And when I was looking at the state, I started seeing green all over the place and rivers of water running on the street. So I wrote it on my iPhone real quickly. And the Lord told me, take a picture of the screen that it saves the date and the hour that you write it. And I did that, which I have it on my phone. 3 days later, I saw on the internet in California that they say, blaming El Nino, you know, the current from the ocean, that California experienced rain, that some places were being flooded, the landscape was changing. So I started getting into this prophetic, and then the Lord started speaking to me about the nation, about different states, about what's coming in the church, about the new generation that God is preserved for the move in the last days.
Is that this generation?
We are that generation. You know how I know that? Because I'm one of them.
Okay, well, I'm one too.
Yes, sir,
are any
are.
Of you one?
Yes.
Okay, you know, I'm just kind of curious because this is in the news a lot.
Yes.
You found about 22 different nations and different states and
yes.
cities. What did you see about Cuba?
You know, in 2012, I was preaching in Florida and in front of a congregation, and I have it on YouTube. I prophesied that Cuba was going to open up, but God was going to bring, first of all, the Catholic and the Pope to Cuba. And then through the Catholic Church was going to have a place, a school for priests in Cuba. And then it was going to be open up for investors to come. Then Americans were going to come in to invest and doing in those kind of areas. And then God was going to infiltrate ministers of the gospel that are also business people. And then there was coming an awakening in Cuba where there was going to be one of the greatest revivals that happened in the Caribbean, to the point that Raul Castro will go back to the Catholic Church and to prayer, even though he's an atheist. So I have this on the internet, and surely a few years later, the Pope went to Cuba, and Cuba opened up, as you can tell now. But the part that hasn't happened yet is, little by little, God is beginning to infiltrate his servants that are going to come in and bring such a movement of the Holy Spirit that will not be denied, to the point that Cuba will be one of the few islands in the Caribbean that will be Christian. They'll be dominant as Christians, and churches are going to grow by the thousands, and the government will not be able to stop it, and there'll be a transition that God will blow a wind of change. But the church in Cuba was going to be a voice for the entire region, even for the state of Florida and part of the U.S. So evangelists coming out of Cuba, infiltrating America with the gospel, with signs, wonders, miracle, and power. And this is what's coming to Cuba.
All right, very quickly, India. What did you see?
Yes.
That's in the news.
Yeah, the Lord took me on a vision, and I hovered real quickly over the ocean. I was in India. And the Lord told me that India, that the spirit of change was on India, that there was going to be a new source of energy that was going to come to India, and that India was going to tap into what's called nuclear power. And I saw relationship with Australia and India coming together. And I saw the spirit of prosperity beginning to hit some of the poorest areas in India. And I saw a change coming in the ideology and the government, to a point that the Christian church, especially the Catholic voices, were going to be strong in the nation of India. Then the Lord took me to the churches, and the Lord told me that in India, the day is going to come that the churches will go around the world, and not only people will come to bless India, but Indians will go to the nations of the world, and they will carry the gospel, and they will mentor people. And I saw churches in India growing in such an incredible pace that the Christianity in India was not going to be a forbidden religion, but it will be accepted in society and accepted even in the government because of the massive wind of change that's coming in India, that it will bring prosperity to the land and prosperity to the body of Christ in that nation.
And what did you see about breakthroughs in health and cancer and mental illness?
Yes, the Spirit of the Lord took me and showed me cancer. And I saw the Spirit of cancer like a living something, and I saw the Lord blowing upon them, and the Lord says, the cure of cancer, within 5 years, it's going to begin to spread. And the Lord took me to Europe, especially in the area of the UK, on that area, and the Lord told me that out of that place will come cures for sicknesses and the cure for cancer, and that this was not going to be denied like in previous times, but God was going to cause that sickness that has killed millions of people, but mainly some of his chosen servants, to be judged in this generation, where the cure of cancer eventually will be as easy accessible to people as the cure of anything else.
How about Alzheimer's?
Yeah, the Lord told me that this sickness have taken many of his servants. And I saw an angel come up and says, God is about to judge that sickness because of what it did to his servants. And I saw literally a drug. It's like the byproduct of another drug that found the cure for that disease, where the next generation of people on their older years will not struggle with that disease that will kill them because of the cure that was going to be found in this generation.
Believe it or not, he saw something about Donald Trump and President Obama. Would you like to hear? Yeah. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Rich Vera was compelled by the Holy Spirit to go on a 21-day fast, where the Lord revealed to him that God's prophetic countdown has begun.
Literally, I was caught up in the Spirit and shown things that are going to come for the world, the body of Christ, that's going to bless your life in an awesome, awesome way.
Call now and get Rich Vera's anointed 5-part audio CD, Prophetic Countdown Series, The Final Countdown, God's Shocking Plan of Hope for Your Future, exclusive to our It's Supernatural TV audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 2086. On this powerful 5-part audio CD Prophetic Countdown Series, Rich Vera shares some of the most extensive and eye-opening prophetic revelation ever revealed. The Lord has disclosed many of God's plans for the future of America and specific nations of the world. Rich Vera traveled in the Spirit to the White House, where God revealed many details about what is happening behind the scenes in government and politics. Some of the things covered in this timely 5-part audio CD Prophetic Countdown Series are God's prophetic plan for many nations of the world, including Cuba, India, and America, even specific states and cities of America, the coming revival within the Catholic Church, which will lead to multitudes getting saved, the discovery of a new source for fuel, technological innovations and new ways of communication, cures for illness, including Alzheimer's and cancer, the truth behind Obama's presidency, Donald Trump's prophetic significance in helping to shape the 2016 presidential election, the major revival that will affect our public schools, the soon coming expose of false prophets, the keys to supernatural provision in the times ahead for you and your family.
I've seen generational curses broken. I've seen people coming into breakthroughs. I see people coming into financial breakthroughs, because the agenda of God, when it's revealed to men, it blesses every area of the person that's receiving it. God has the best intentions towards your life.
Don't miss out on getting Rich Vera's anointed 5-part audio CD Prophetic Countdown Series, The Final Countdown, God's Shocking Plan of Hope for Your Future, exclusive to our It's Supernatural TV audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 2086. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 2086 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, you saw so many things, and we can only touch on a few of them. But the thing that really intrigued me about what is going to happen with travel.
You know, I saw the day approach where we're going to be able to go from New York to Europe in about 2.5 hours.
Love it.
I love that, too. And God was going to cause people, inventors, to come up with ways to move faster throughout the earth. But the purpose of that is for the preaching of the gospel. They're just getting the benefits of what God's doing that for.
Things seem really wild in the oil industry now. What did God show you about oil?
Yes, I saw oil beginning to lose its power over the nations of the world, that God was going to cause a new system of fueling our lives, you know, our societies, where to the point that oil was not going to be, the oil was going to become secondary to what God was going to bring on the earth. And I believe that's in the process of maybe even coming to light in the next few years. But God has things that man has not seen yet in existence, yet they're coming from the ground, they're coming from the earth.
Tell me about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Oh, my goodness. You know, the Lord gave me a vision. I'm not political. I'm not, you know, for either party.
I understand.
You know, but the Spirit of the Lord told me that there was a prayer. There was something that he had as a younger man with the Lord, that the Lord marked his life and separate him. And because of that, it's caused the prosperity that he has experienced come on his life, in spite of what people believe of his belief systems. But this is a man who's going to be used of God to bring to light a lot of dirt. And for many years to come, you're going to hear him as a man who's standing in the forefront and on the media to expose the secrets of darkness in society and in government here in America.
Speaking about the secrets going on in government, you found yourself in the spirit, in the White House, observing everything that was going on for a good 8 hours. Bottom line, what are some of the things
you saw?
Yeah,
you know, it sounds crazy, but I was going to sleep and I felt on a deep sleep on my bed. And I went into a profound dream vision and I hover over the White House and I hover over the room where Obama does his work. And I was there and I could hear conversations. I could see him, all his stuff that he's doing. And I could see people in his circle coming to him and they'll have papers written with things and they will put on his table. And this is what you got to say and this is what you got to do. And he'll be like trying to say, well, about this. And so this is what he got to be done. And he just started like to tear up. And it was like, in a way, he wasn't able to handle the pressure of what's coming. And I'm watching all this. I have no idea what I was there. And the Spirit of the Lord came from my left side and said, I'm going to corner him in a place that I'm going to cause him to call on my name. And I'm beginning to take things out and put him in positions that he will call on my name. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord told me. And I believe that day will come that God is going to use circumstances for him to discover the real, not the historical Jesus, because the Lord told me he believes in the historical Jesus, but he'll find the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, and he will call upon his name.
What is going to happen quickly in America?
You know, America, there is a spirit of fear that's being released on the land. Yet the Lord told me this, for you believers, Isaiah 60, the Bible says, gross darkness will cover the earth, but the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. And I believe that America is going to see some dark, dark seasons. But however, the body of Christ, you and I, God's glory is going to surround us like a bubble. And when the world suffers, you are going to see, like the children of Israel, the protection, the backing up, and the provision of God. I saw great light lifting up the body of Christ, and I saw great darkness over America. But the Lord also told me this is the season that he's raising up evangelists in the land of America, where evangelists will go through all the corners of this nation, and the days of the gospels and the days of the parks and the gospels being preached on the plazas are coming back in America, where there are going to be signs, wonders, and miracles in places that are not churches, and a mighty harvest is coming in this nation in this season.
All right. I want you to release what God has in you right now in the next minute or so.
Yes, sir. Many of you are watching and you watch too much television. You watch the news as this is the Bible. But God told me to tell you the news is men's opinions. God has the agenda for the nations and the agenda for his church. And there is an agenda of God that includes blessings, promises, protection, and provision. And God is about to raise some of you to places where you're going to see the supernatural provision of God. When you don't have food, food is going to appear on the table. Where God is going to supernaturally delete your bills. Where God is going to save you from situations that you will know that only God could preserve you. And God tells me that this is the season for the evangelists to arise. You that have failed the call of God to minister, you don't have to wait for the stage or for television to minister. God says, preach my gospel and my signs and wonders will follow you. And the harvest of souls in America will come. And you're going to see once again the days of revival come on this land, not 20 years from now, but even in this year, God is calling out the evangelists to arise and to proclaim the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders, because this is the season for the glory of God to shine, and the world is going to know that Jesus, the Savior, is alive and well. And I pray right now. I believe that's coming.
Now, let me tell you something. Let every man be a liar, but God's word is true. All of God's promises for you are yes. They're yes and amen. So forget the failures of the past. Look towards the Messiah. New dedication, new hunger in Yeshua's name. Done.
There are many voices warning what might happen in the future. Many of these voices are at odds with one another. The secular news media and most of the prophetic voices today are predicting gloom and doom. Rich Vera was compelled by the Holy Spirit to go on a 21-day fast, where the Lord revealed to him that God's prophetic countdown has begun. Now, Rich Vera reveals God's shocking plan of hope for your future and the future of the world.
Literally, I was caught up in the Spirit and shown things that are going to come for the world, the body of Christ, that's going to bless your life in an awesome, awesome way.
Call now and get Rich Vera's anointed five-part audio CD, Prophetic Countdown Series, The Final Countdown, God's Shocking Plan of Hope for Your Future, exclusive to our It's Supernatural TV audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 2086.
The glory of the Lord was heavy. I seen generational curses broken. I seen people coming into breakthroughs. I see people coming into financial breakthroughs, because the agenda of God, when it's revealed to men, it blesses every area of the person that's receiving it. God has the best intentions towards your life.
On this powerful five-part audio CD Prophetic Countdown Series, Rich Vera shares some of the most extensive and eye-opening prophetic revelation ever revealed. The Lord has disclosed many of God's plans for the future of America and specific nations of the world. Rich Vera traveled in the Spirit to the White House, where God revealed many details about what is happening behind the scenes in government and politics. Some of the things covered in this timely five-part audio CD Prophetic Countdown Series are God's prophetic plan for many nations of the world, including Cuba, India, and America, even specific states and cities of America, the coming revival within the Catholic Church, which will lead to multitudes getting saved, the discovery of a new source for fuel, technological innovations and new ways of communication, cures for illness, including Alzheimer's and cancer, the truth behind Obama's presidency, Donald Trump's prophetic significance in helping to shape the 2016 presidential election, the major revival that will affect our public schools, the soon coming expose of false prophets, the keys to supernatural provision in the times ahead for you and your family.
I know from the Lord that as you listen to the series, you're going to come into a place where the spirit world is going to open to you, and the prophetic is going to come out, and it's going to impart revelation, it's going to impart insights, and it's going to impart fresh downloads of the anointing upon your life.
The mysteries should not be mysteries for God's children. Get this exclusive 5 CD set. It was made just for you at our studios. We have it on an exclusive basis. Final Countdown, because that's where we are. God's shocking plan of hope for your future.
Don't miss out on getting Rich Vera's anointed five-part audio CD Prophetic Countdown Series, The Final Countdown, God's shocking plan of hope for your future. Exclusive to our It's Supernatural TV audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 2086. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 2086 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My friend has a revelation from God. He has found the game changer where you win every time. I want him to teach you this revelation.